now joined on the call by the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
How we doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good. A difficult game for you guys on Friday, a 51-21 loss at Harvard, where you got behind pretty early. As you've had a chance to go back and look at that game, give me your analysis of it.
I mean, the analysis was that we came out of the blocks and, you know, gave up two drives for touchdowns defensively, weren't able to sustain drives on offense early on in the game. Then we fumbled the football so that we were down 21-0 pretty quick. Kind of got staggered and then kind of resettled in, and we ended up picking up a touchdown at the end of the half and go in 24-7 with an opportunity, you know, to go ahead and put a good half together in the second half and see if you could close the gap. But we were unable to do so, and, you know, game got away from us. You know, I think Harvard played a very good football game. You know, they, you know, had good plan against us. You know, it's a tough deal when we're sitting there going into third week and not really knowing what they're going to do, and them having plenty of time to get the tape from our opponents and get it evaluated going into the first game. But they played well, and but we certainly did not play our best. I mean, I thought we could certainly make it a competitive game. I thought we left a lot of yards on the field with lack of execution in the throwing game, which we had to do a lot more than we wanted to because of the early deficit. We had a number of kickoff returns that had an opportunity to really get more significant yardages with, you know, with the exception of, you know, one extra guy, one extra block, and we got, I think, a couple of really big hitters there. So there was some improvement, which we're always looking for, but certainly a very disappointing outing. I thought we could make a competitive game, and we could not.
As you mentioned, that was Harvard's opener. Did they show you anything, especially in that early start, that maybe caught you guys off guard, something that you hadn't seen?
No, in fact, you know, they kind of held true to what we thought they would be. I mean, they've been doing the same thing. You know, Murphy's done that job for 23 years, and, you know, he's got a program, and he has good players executing the schemes that they have. So there really wasn't anything that was entirely new. I think there were some things that were designed for our attack, which I thought was good defensive adjustments to take away some things we had been more successful at in the first 2 weeks. So we're still trying to figure out how they got the tapes.
Got an immediate question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Will Giogi with The Independent.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Will. How you doing?
I'm good. So looking at the New Hampshire game, that was obviously a game you guys were in control of for a lot of last year's matchup. What do you take from that one going into this week's game?
Well, I take from that one that if we follow our script and we play good defense and don't turn it over on offense and be able to get a couple of plays, that we have an opportunity to be competitive. You know, I think when you look at that game, we were 17-0 at half, and then we're unable to sustain in the second half, which, you know, is an Achilles heel, which we're trying to overcome. But, you know, I think every week, I mean, I think everybody in this league can be competitive on any given week. I think New Hampshire's got another very good football team, and I know they'll be coming in angry after the loss to Dartmouth. But, there's a good opportunity for us to build upon, you know, we can be successful. Now we just got to go out and we have to execute, and we got to put a good plan together, and we got to go play as well as we have and have an opportunity to win that one.
And all three quarterbacks saw action against Harvard. Where do you see that situation going into this week?
You know, I think we're going to start Paul, and, you know, we're going to keep, you know, Wes in the mix and keep Jordan in the mix, you know, as 2-2 and 2A. You know, so I think that they all have different skill sets. But I think right now the way that the offense has had a spark the last 2 weeks when Paul has gone in there and taken over, gotten us on the board a couple times, we're going to give him the start, and then we'll see how that one plays out. You know, we'll put a good plan together, and let's see if Paulie can get us going. And if he does, then, you know, we'll stay in. If not, we've got two significant guys that can come in that that now have all had game experience and both can do some pretty special things. I thought, you know, Wes did some decent things early, missed some throws, and then we made the move. Paul came in and gave us a little spark, and then Jordan at the end of the game showed what he's capable of. So, you know, there's lots of football to be played and lots of opportunity to be given based upon performance.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Got another media call if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of Bill Cox with the Providence Journal.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Billy. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. You had a few guys leave banged up the other night. Justin Hogan left early. Your chain holes can go down. Rashad Dickerson also went out. Where do you guys stand health-wise going into Saturday?
Well, you know, like any other head injury, you know, it's, you know, when you get banged, it's a protocol. So the Shane and Justin will be cleared if they are able to meet the protocol. So there's really nothing there other than just clearing up the head bang. With Dickerson, he'll be fine. You know, it was kind of a cheap thing that happened to him. He was held and kind of driven into the ground. You know, young kid ended up getting a little bit of an AC sprain, but he's a tough kid and he'll play. But again, the linebacker concerns are legitimate. We just got to make sure we do the right thing by them. Our medical people are on top of it, and they'll go through the protocol and return to play. And if they're ready to go, they'll be used.
And when you lose linebackers, particularly, you know, the two middle guys that you have in the depth chart, does it concern you more in terms of run fits or in terms of coverage in the passing game?
Probably more in run fits. I think, you know, the way, you know, we've been, you know, playing lately, I mean, it's been most people are able to go ahead and continue to sustain the run game. But I think the, you know, the thing that you worry about is the ability to stop the run, which we have not shown, you know, enough to be able to control that to the level it needs to be. So I think run fits is the answer to the question. And, you know, when you lose people stacked up at the same position, you know, it creates, you know, opportunities to move different linebackers in different spots. And they've got to have a really good week of preparation to cover the deficiencies if, in fact, we don't have those guys available.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Bill, thank you.
Jim, you mentioned Jordan Bazzano making his first appearance. We've seen Wes and Paul. Talk about Jordan's skill set and how it differs from the other two.
Well, he's probably not as mobile as the other two, although I don't think he's an immobile quarterback, but he's not a guy that's going to shake and bake you a whole bunch. I think he'll stay in the pocket. He will, you know, be able to deliver the ball when it's bearing in on you, and we've got to do a better job to create that pocket so he doesn't have to rush it. But he's got a big arm, you know, and the thing he's got to be able to do, you know, he showed that throwing deep ball on Friday night, had another, you know, had two really nice completions and missed a couple other ones that, you know, that were as a result of as much poor route as it was a poor throw. So, I mean, he can really rifle the ball and get it downfield. And what we've got to do is continue to feed him reps so he can operate with the, you know, more controlled passing game and not take people's fingers off, which, you know, he has a tendency to get a little used up and fire everything. And sometimes you got to develop a little more touch, and that's what he's working on a day-to-day basis.
Before I let you go, talking about receivers, Kyrie Denny, 5 catches, 103 yards in a bright spot on your offense, ended up with 234 yards when you add in the kick returns. Talk about his game up at Harvard.
You know, I mean, I thought it was a solid performance by Kyrie, but, you know, as anything, you know, in this game, you know, you know the expectation is every ball that you touch, you catch, and there was 3 probably that he had opportunities to tack on to his numbers, and had a great day returning the ball, which I give great, you know, credit to him, but also to our kickoff return team, who I thought did a phenomenal job. But, you know, we were probably, you know, it's always ifs and buts, but, you know, we were one block away from really cracking a couple of big, big ones. But, you know, we're really pleased with that improvement, you know, in the kickoff return game. Obviously, Kyrie stepped in since Cooper's been down and did a nice job, and I thought that was significant. We need to continue to have that as a weapon for us.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for your time today, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.